We are afraid of who we are in all our glory and grit. We're constantly searching for that person, or forgetting that person, or repressing that person, instead of standing strong in who that person is. Being fully ourselves is necessary for us because it serves as a grounding force. I find that's the case for me. There's a lot to be afraid of in this world because, in general, things can be a wreck out there. And none of us need to be afraid of who we are in our whole personhood, because who has the time? This standing in your full self isn't about being an immovable person whose beliefs are stuck in a rock. It's not that can't nobody tell you shit, or that you're not able to admit when you're wrong. Instead, it's about having a strong sense of identity. It's about knowing you belong in this world just as much as anyone else. It's about taking up the space you earned simply by being born. One of my favorite poems is Desiderata, written by Max Ehrmann. My favorite part is, "You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here." You have a right to be here. You sure in the hell do. Oddly enough, knowing this fullness of who you are doesn't make you more stubborn. Instead, it makes you more likely to grow, since you know you have a solid foundation that doesn't change even as you learn new things and new perspectives. This is a step you need to be a professional troublemaker, because you will get in trouble, guaranteed. What makes you realize it's worth it? This process of knowing the fullness of who you are. A lot of fear fighting and professional troublemaking is confronting things that will knock us off our square. Things that will slap us into dizziness and make us forget everything we know is real. We need solid feet rooted in something strong to continue to stand. Knowing ourselves is important because it provides that foundation for us. It doesn't allow anyone or anything to tell us who we are. Because when people tell us how amazing we are, that's good to absorb. But what about when someone tells us we aren't worthy, or we don't have value, or we don't deserve kindness and love, or that we deserve paper cuts? To know thyself is to not take all the praise to head or take all the shame into heart. To know ourselves is to write our values in cement, even if our goals are in sand. To know thyself is to know your core. And for me, to know my core is to feel rooted in something outside myself. It is to know not only who I am, but whose I am. Whose we are. Whose I am is not about belonging to someone or being beholden to people. It is about the community you are tied to that holds you accountable. It is about knowing you are a part of a tribe that is greater than yourself. It is about feeling deeply connected to someone and knowing that no matter where you go, you have a base. If we're phones, knowing whose we are is our charging station. I learned the importance of whose you are growing up. As a Yoruba girl, I am part of a tribe that prioritizes our people sometimes as much as it prioritizes an individual. Collectivism comes alive for us through the traditional Oriki. What's an Oriki? It is a Yoruba word that combines two words to mean praising your head or mind. Ori is head, and ki is to greet or praise. An Oriki is a greeting that praises you through praising your kinship and speaking life to your destiny. It is your personal hype mantra, and it can be spoken or sung. The original attempts to tell you who you are make up your Oriki. It's used to remind you of your roots and your history. It might include the city your father's from and where his father's from. It might include the things that make your family name special. It brags on your people. It lets people know who you were, who you are, and who you will be. It reminds you of those who came before you and blesses those who will come after. It might even include some shade. Orikis are often sung at birthdays and celebrations. They're also sung to see you off into the next life. An Oriki connects you to your ancestors, and it will move even the most stoic to cry because you feel it in your chest. Your tear ducts just give up the ghost and let the water go.